Yeah, amen. Well, we want to thank Brother Jim for the good songs that he taught us tonight. Yeah, amen. So, if you have your Bible, turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. And Jamel, why don't you sit here so I can pick up your voice?
Okay.
Because this is the recording, then will be in your language as well.
Okay.
Amen. First Thessalonians 5. And Paul is talking to the church today.
First Thessalonians chapter 5.
In fact, Paul is talking to us today. And he's teaching us light from dark. Now, I'm sitting here and thinking that one of the first things, maybe not the very first thing, but one of the very first things that God did in creation is he made a division between dark and light. So the dark has a certain meaning and the light has a certain meaning.
Amen.
So let me read a few verses here in 1 Thessalonians 5. Amen.
Amen.
All right, we have a new camera person here. Amen. But of the times and seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you. So, my dear brothers, and your wives and your families, do you understand the times and seasons? Is there any need that I write unto you? And yet Paul is going to write anyway. He's going to tell us what the Holy Spirit is saying. Now, we talk about the end times because we are in the end times. We are in the times when the time of this age comes to an end. And the time of the fullness of the kingdom of God begins. The time when the sons of God should be manifest. So let us go on from here. For yourselves perfectly know that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. You know, brethren, we cannot mark the calendar of the coming of the day of the Lord. And yet, we are limited in time. God does not live in time. God lives in eternity.
Yes.
But we are mortal people, so we live in time. And the clock keeps running. The weeks keep coming. One month follows another month.
And 1 year
and 1 year follows the next year.
And
we cannot stop it. The earth turns, the days come, the days go. Amen. But so we know, this verse says, we know that the day of the Lord comes as a thief in the night. So I don't know what word your Bible uses for day and night in this verse. In the English, the day we would imply that there is light in that day. So is this inconsistent to say that the day of the Lord cometh as a night? You remember when Jesus was talking in Matthew 24 and I believe in Luke 17.
በሉቃስ 17 እና በማቴዎስ 24 ላይ የእግዚአብሔር ቃል ምን እንደሚል ኢየሱስ የተናገረው ታውቃለህ?
He told of what would be happening as in the days of Noah.
በኖህ ዘመን እንደነበረው እንዲሁ ይሆናል ብሎ ተናግሯል በቃሉ።
And he went on to say that two people would be in a bed together.
ሁለት ሰዎች በአልጋ ላይ ይሆናሉ።
And at the same time two women would be working at the mill.
እንዲሁ ደግሞ ሁለት ሴቶች ደግሞ በወፍጮ ይሆናሉ አለ።
And at the same time two would be in a field.
ሌሎች ደግሞ ሁለት በርሻ ገበሬዎች ይሆናሉ አለ።
Well, we're generally not in the field at the same time we're in the bed.
ምናልባትም ተመልከቱ እንግዲህ አንዳንዱ በመኝታ ላይ አንዳንዱ ወፍጮ ሲፈጡ አንዳንዱ እርሻ ሲያርሱ።
So this is not natural understanding, this is spiritual understanding.
ይሄ ተፈጥሮ መረዳት አይደለም መንፈሳዊ መረዳትን ይጠይቃል።
In that night there will be
ምሽት እንደዛ ይሆናል።
So the day of the Lord does not mean a 24-hour period, it does not mean a 12-hour period.
ለሊትና ቀን የምንለው በ12 ሰዓት የተከፋፈለ ብቻ አይደለም በመንፈሳዊ ምስጢር።
It means a point in time when God has decided it has been enough.
እግዚአብሔር ወሰነው ጊዜ አለ ማለት ነው እሱም ይመጣበት የሌሊትና ቀን የምንለው ሁሉ ነገር በሱ ጊዜ መለከት።
The time has come.
ጊዜ ይመጣል
ይችላል አሜን። Now I believe that this word applies to the believer and as well to the unbeliever.
ይሄ ቃል ላመኑትም አንደኛ ተሰሎንቄ 5 ነው። ይሄ ቃል ላመኑትም ላላመኑትም ነው።
The day of the Lord comes as a thief in the night.
ሌባ በሌሊት እንደሚመጣው እንዲሁ ይሆናል መሳለው ጌታ መምጣት።
Now I don't know if a thief has ever come into your house.
ሌባ ወደ እናንተ ወደ ቤት እንዴት እንደሚመጣ ታውቁ ይሆን?
Has any of you experienced such a thing?
ሌባ በሌሊት ሲመጣ ሲምሳሌ መጣቁ ቤት ነበር አጋጥሞች አይቃለው።
Yeah, has that happened to you?
Yes, it happened.
And did you know beforehand that the thief was going to come?
ግን ከመምጣቱ በፊት እናውቃለን እንዴ?
No. He didn't send you a letter. He didn't send you a text. Not a phone call. Hello, Jamal. I am the local thief. I would like to come to your house tonight at about midnight. Will you please leave your door unlocked?
ቤተን በርህን ክፍት አድርገህ ጠብቀኛለህ አይደለም ሌባ?
Will you please sleep soundly so that you do not hear me? Now what Jesus is saying to Paul, I say Jesus is saying because this is the word of Jesus.
ኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ ለጳውሎስ እየተናገረው ያለው
He's saying that the church and the world will be in a place of slumber.
በዓለም የነበረችው ቤተክርስቲያን
a place of sleep.
ከእግዚአብሔር ተለይታ በእንቅልፍ ያለች ይመስለኛል የመልእክት ጳውሎስ ከእንቅልፍ እንድትነቃ የጌታ መምጣትን እንደሌባ እንደሚሆን እንድትረዳ.
It will be a time of spiritual darkness.
በመንፈሳዊ ጨለማና ውድቀት ውስጥ ያለፈ ይመስላል ክፍሉ.
Okay. And it will come unexpected.
ባልተሰበ ባልተጠበቀ ሁኔታ በድንገት ይመጣል ይላቸው።
You see, we were talking about the days of Noah at one of the meetings, was it your meeting?
Yesterday, yes.
Yeah, it was at your meeting.
Yeah, before yesterday.
Yeah. The days of Noah.
ከተላንቶ ደም ስንካፈል ነበር ቢሮና የህብረት ላይ የኖህ ዘመን እንዲሁ ሲያገቡ ሲጋቡ ሲበሉ ሲጠጡ የጥፋት ውሃ በድንገት ሆነባቸው።
They knew not. until the flood came and took them away. So the world was in the same state. They were not expecting it. However, this chapter makes an exception. It says that there are some of you that can be ready. Noah was ready. I'm not sure that Noah knew the exact day, but he knew that he had 120
years.
All I can say is that we have had 6,000 years since the creation, God's calendar, that is. Amen. And Peter said, 1,000 years is as a day. So that we know that man has 6 days. And then God has the seventh day. And the seventh day is the day of rest. Would you like to see the earth come to the day of rest? Now, we don't mean the Sunday, the day of the week. That's not what we mean. We mean that Jesus is the rest. And how many of you have found that if you can come into Jesus, you can rest from your troubles? I know some of you, I know that you have had your troubles. I know that Fikri has his troubles. And that we have our troubles. But we can come into rest in the midst of our troubles as we come in to Jesus, and you know where that is in the tabernacle. We are preaching to holy place people. You see, the outer court cannot really come into rest. There is no covering. There is no overshadowing in the outer court. So Noah was not surprised that the flood came. Amen. And it says in verse 3, when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape.
Amen.
Now Paul is talking about we, or ye, and they.
Paulus iyal yallo, nassu ilal, inya ilal, innante iyal de mo yastamrachual. Kafaflo malatam.
Who is we? Who is ye?
Inya sil inna manno.
Ye is the true church. The people of God. They are the people of darkness, the people who do not believe, the people who do not want to believe. The people who want to go their own way, follow their own pleasure, pursue after the desires of their flesh, the lust of their eyes, and the pride of life. You see, these things are vanity because they blind your eyes. Okay, so what will the world be saying at the time that of the coming of the Lord? The day of the Lord. Not the 24-hour day. But the season, and some places the season is called the great and terrible day of the Lord. So it's going to be a season of much trouble. And the world will say peace and safety.
Yes.
Now, who's saying peace and safety today? Who is preaching peace and safety? Well, for one thing, the United Nations is preaching peace and safety. So they have soldiers to bring for peace and safety. I remember in the Vietnam War days, you boys were probably children then. This was 1968,
69.
One or two years,
yeah, okay. I remember seeing a picture in the news, and it was an American tank in Vietnam. Big, powerful tank with a big turret gun on the front. And the words were painted on the barrel of the gun. And it said, peacemaker. Peacemaker. Well, that's sort of a twisted idea of peace, isn't it? I suppose they were thinking, when they kill everybody, it's going to be quiet. But the world governments say that they are in favor of peace. The ISIS is not saying peace. They are saying jihad war. But most of the rest of the world is wanting for peace and safety. Why do you have police officers? Why does every city have police? They say it's for safety. Peace officers. And of course the peace officer carries the gun. He says he's going to enforce the peace. Okay, but what's going to happen when everybody wants for peace? Sudden destruction. In other words, you didn't expect it to come.
ባልታሰበ ጊዜ በድን ደስ ለሚሆን አመጣጥ
Oh you knew it would come sometime but you weren't expecting it tonight
ምናልባት አንዳንዶቻችን እኮ አናውቅ ይሆናል ሊመጣል እንላለን ሐሳቡን ግን ዛሬ ምሽት ሊመጣ ይችላል
I know that you sisters have given birth to children
አውቃለሁ እህቶቻችሁ ለምሳሌ የሚወልዱበት ጊዜ ነው ቢባል
And I have to believe that the birth of your child came in the way that it comes for almost all of women who give birth.
ሴቶች የሚወልዱበት ጊዜ የታወቀ ነው ምን ያህል ጊዜ የቀናት ልዩነት ቢሆንም 9 ወር የታወቀ ነው ጊዜው
You knew the time would come sometime.
እንደምንሆን አንዳንድ ጊዜ ሲታቀዋለች ምጧል
You knew the time was getting closer.
የቀረበ ሲል ይገባታል
And then one night when you're sound asleep in your bed suddenly
and then ligize bedinget bemishit baltabekech besaat inat bechelama mitu min ilal
the sudden travail
baka yihona neger ijemeral
and the experience begins to be painful
huneta demo hemem no baka simetun ullu enten yaregal
and it's unpleasant
simetun betru huneta aymechim simeta
so jesus is saying this is how quickly This thing comes upon the world.
Jesus Christosum endezenaw yale yallo qutr 3 la yhon endarabno malatno. Mirguzin endemizat tifat bedinget imetabachawal kato mayamatun qutr 3 la.
And they
inagarawal.
They will not escape.
Kazi demo limata kallo endemet kemiasfenqo tifat min aylu ayamaltum ilal.
Jesus preached and he said Pray that you be counted worthy to escape all these things that are coming upon the earth.
እነዚህ ሁሉ በመድር ላይ ይመጣሉና ከፈተናው ሰዓት እንዲጠብቃችሁ ወደ እግዚአብሔር ምን አድርጉ? ጸልዩ። ቃሉ እንደሚለው ኢየሱስም እናስተምሯል።
Now he didn't mean escape.
ኢየሱስ ወደ ፈተናው ወደ መከራ እንዳትገቡ ምን አድርጉ አለደቀን ዛሬ?
To go off in a cloud. He meant escape to be hidden under the wings. of the Lord.
ተመልከቱ እግዚአብሔር በመከራ ሰዓት እንዲሸፈነን በልዑል መጠጊያ እንደሚለው ወደ እግዚአብሔር መጣለን.
But now that's they will not escape verse 4 but ye brethren are not in darkness that day should overtake you as a thief.
ቁጥር 4 እናንተ ግን ወንድሞች ሆይ ጸኑ እንደ ሌባ ሊደርስባችሁ ዘንድ በጨለማ አይደላችሁ. አሜን.
So we dwell in a land of darkness.
ምንኖሮ በጨለማ በተሞላ ዓለም ነው ታወቀ?
We dwell in a world of darkness.
ዓለም በጨለማነት በዚህ ውስጥ ነው ምንኖሮ?
We dwell where the understanding of people is in darkness and they cannot see.
ማየት አይችሉም እነዚህ በዓለም ያሉ ሰዎች በቀውስ ውስጥ ናቸው።
They cannot see the kingdom of God.
የእግዚአብሔርን መንግስት ማየት አልቻሉም.
Because they're not born again.
ዳግም አልተወለዱማ አላመኑም.
But Paul is saying now to the church, but you are not like that.
ጳውሎስ ግን ለነዚህ ላመኑ ለተሰሎንቄ ሰዎች እናንተ እንደዛ አይደላችሁም.
You have spiritual eyes and you can see.
ወልምታይበት ወብርሃናችሁ ይላል.
And you can discern what is happening in the world.
ዓለም እየሆነ ያለውንም ትለያላችሁ ይላችኋል.
And as the events come closer and closer, your prayer life becomes more and more directed to bringing in the kingdom of God.
ፈተናው መከራው እየጨመረ በሄደ ቁጥር እናንተ ግን በጸሎት ከተጋችሁ ወደ ክርስቶስ መንግስት ጸሎታችሁን ይዛችሁ ትቀርባላችሁ.
We can read in Revelation I believe it's the 9th chapter where the saints the tribulation martyr saints were under the golden altar. 6 chapter 6. And they were crying.
Yeah.
How long, O Lord?
Yes.
እነዚ በራእይ ምዕራፍ 6 ላይ የምናያቸው ሰማዓት የሆኑ በጌታ የሰዓቱና ጊዜ መቼ ነው ይላሉ.
So you see even the saints of heaven are praying to God and they are waiting and they are saying God it is time for my retribution is it not time for the vengeance to be paid to the evil and the wickedness of the earth So we are in the light. We see these things. We understand these things.
Amen.
Ye are children of light. And that really, that word really is sons. I hope your Bible says sons. Does it? Verse 5? Yeah, does your Bible say sons?
Yeah.
You are sons of light and children of the day, which is sons of the day.
Amen.
We are not of the night nor of the darkness. You read it already. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober.
ሁላችሁ የብርሃን ልጆች የቀንም ልጆች ናችሁና እኛ ከሌሊት ወይም ከጨለማ አይደለንም። ቁጥር 6 እንግዲያስ እንንቃ በመጠንም እንኖር እንጂ እንደ ሌሎች አናንቀላፋ ይላል በውጭ እንዳሉት ሌሊት።
Now again you know that this is spiritual language.
የመንፈሳዊ ቋንቋ ነው።
When God says let us not sleep
አናንቀላፋ ሲል እግዚአብሔር
I know that my physical body must sleep tonight.
ነውቃለን ዛሬ ምሽት ለምሳሌ እኔ የሥጋዬ መተኛት ይፈልጋል ሥጋችን ያንቀላፋል በመንፈስ አናንቀላፋል ይላል.
I will go to bed. I will close my eyes.
አይኔን ጨፍናለሁ.
And by the grace of God,
እግዚአብሔር ጸጋ,
my body will take sleep.
ሥጋዬ ይተኛል ያንቀላፋል.
But my soul will not sleep.
ነፍሴ ግን አትተኛም.
Amen. My soul will not go into darkness.
ነፍሴ ወደ ጨለማ አትሄድም.
And my soul will continue to have communion with God.
እኔ ሥጋዬ በሥጋዬ በድኔ ቢተኛም ነፍሴ ግን ከእግዚአብሔር ጋር ስትነጋገር ትቆያለች ማለት ነው.
You see, I have seen Christians that have gone to sleep. In their spirit, they have gone to sleep.
ለዚህ ነው ክርስቲያኖች በመንፈስ ዳግሜ ተወለዱ አያንቀላፉም በመንፈስ ማለት ነው ሁሉ ጊዜ ከጌታ ጋር
they have no more oil they have no more life of the spirit
ተመልከቱ አንዳንዶች ግን በህይወት ደግሞ ዝም ብለው ስሙን ብቻ ይዘው ክርስቲያን ነን የሚሉ ዘይቱ መንፈስ ቅዱስ ምሳሌ የሆነ መንፈስ በውስጣቸው ከሌለ አስቸጋሪ ነው
and when the midnight cry comes they will not have enough oil to enter in to Christ in fullness.
እነኚ እንደ አምስቱ ሰነፎች የሆኑት ማቴዎስ 25 ላይ ጌታ በሌሊት በመጣ ጊዜ ሙሽራው መቀበል አልቻሉም ምክንያቱም ዘይቶ ማሰሯቸው የለም ክፈቱልን ቢሉ ሊገቡ አልቻሉም.
For they that sleep in the night and they that are drunk in the night.
እነኚ በሌሊት የሚያንቀላፉ በሌሊት የሚተኙ አስቸጋሪዎች ናቸው.
If you're looking for a night club where there is drinking,
ቁጥር 7 እና ያነበብነው የሚያንቀላፉ በሌሊት ያንቀላፋሉና የሚሰክሩም በሌሊት ይሰክራሉ.
You do not go.
ስለዚህ አትስከራላለም ለሚሉት ይች መልስ ነው.
At 6 o'clock your time.
ለምሳሌ እኛ
high noon
ከሌሊቱ 6 ሰዓት እኛ የእንቅልፍ ሰዓት ማለት አይደለም.
And find people drinking in the night clubs.
አንዳንዶች 6 ሰዓት ላይ ተኝተናል ለአንዳንዱ ደግሞ ሰክሮ ይንገዳገዳል ተጥቶ
It's a night devil activity.
የሌሊቱ የሰይጣን ፈረሶች ሆኖ ሰይጣን እየነዳቸው
People that carry on their sins.
ስለዚህ ተመልከቱ በኃጢያት ውስጥ ሆኖ
They do their sins in the night in the darkness of night.
ማን አይደለ ሰይጣንም የጨለማ ስለሆነ አሰራሩ በጨለማ ነው ኃጢያትም ያለማመዳቸው.
So this is the spiritual picture as well.
መንፈሳዊ ቀንና መንፈሳዊ ጨለማ የሚለው በዚህ ተረዱ.
They that are drunk, the world. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet the hope of salvation. Now let me take a couple of verses from the Gospel of John. One is the first chapter of John, first chapter of the Gospel of John. And we are looking at what John is saying about Jesus.
ዮሐንስ ስለ ኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ ምን ብሎ እንደጻፈ
In verse 5 he said And the light shineth in darkness and the darkness comprehended it not Now I liked the amplified description of comprehended it not Do you have it there Jim
Give me one second.
He's going to get it in 1 second. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. Amen.
And the light shines on in the darkness. For the darkness has never overpowered it. Put it out or absorbed it. Or appropriated it, or is unreceptive to it.
So the darkness cannot change the light,
cannot overpower it.
It can't do anything to the light,
can't put it out.
በምንም ነገር ጨለማው በብርሃኑ ላይ ምንም አይነት ኃይል ሊኖረው
ይችላል Now let me ask you a question Here we have a perfect example right here We're in a rather dark room here
ለምሳሌ አሁን እዚህ ክፍል ላይ ጨለማ አለ እንበል ምሳሌ
And the setting sun is shining in the door
አሁን ተመልከቱ እቺ ብርሃን በዚህ በፀሐያ በበሩ እየገባች ነው
What we have is a shaft of light coming into a dark room.
ጨለማ ነው ምሳሌ ብለን ብንል በዚህ በብርሃን በፀሐይዋ በኩል ምን እናያለን? ብርሃን እናያለን ለማለት
Now after the sun goes down,
ማን ይሄ ብርሃን ፀሐይ ቢጠፋ
Amen and it gets dark outside.
ውጪ ጨለማ ከሆነ
And then we turn the lights on in the house. And then we open this door. What's going to come in this door?
እሺ በሩን ብንከፍተው ውጪ ጨለማ ይሄ መብራት እየበራ ውስጥ የበራው ብርሃን ምን ያደርጋል ውጪ?
Will a beam of darkness come into the door like this?
ያሳየናል.
No.
ጨለማው ገብቶ ሊሸፍነው አይችልም ብርሃን.
Darkness can't shine in because its light is more powerful
ብርሃኑ ኃይል ስላለው ጨለማውን ይገልጣዋል ይገፋዋል
even the small light of your room
will
make a light beam out into the dark
ያሳያል ያ ውስጥ ያለው ብርሃን ውጭ ያለው ጨለማ ይገፋል
so John is talking about this is a picture of Jesus
የኢየሱስ ክርስቶስን ማንነት በዚህ መልኩ ነው ዮሐንስ እየገለጠልን ያለው
the power of the light of the spirit of Jesus is so much stronger than the power of the devil's darkness
የእግዚአብሔር እንግዲህ ተመልከቱ የብርሃኑ ኃይል በጨለማው ላይ እንዴት እንደሚበራ ጨለማውን ብርሃኑ እንዴት እንደሚገፋው ጨለማውን ብርሃኑን እንዳላሸነፈው ዮሐንስ
We believe by faith.
በእምነት ይሄን ነው የምንቀበለው.
In verse I believe it's another verse here in the same chapter. It's in verse let's verse 9. We're talking about Jesus.
ቁጥር 9 ላይ በዚህ በዮሐንስ ወንጌል ምዕራፍ 1
That was the true light. Which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. So Jesus is the true light.
ኢየሱስ እውነተኛ ብርሃን ነው.
And he lights every man.
በሰው ሁሉ ላይ ያበራል.
So what we're saying man and woman. And what does he do?
ሴቶችንም ወንዶችንም አንድ ላይ.
What does he do to you a believer?
እንደማይ በእናንተ ላይ ምን
እንደ That is not done to an unbeliever.
በእናንተ ላይ ምን እንደ ያደረገው ከእናንተስ ደግሞ ላላመኑ የብርሃን እየወጣ ነው ወይ?
your soul is made alive. Your mind is made alive. Your will, your desires, your emotions are all made alive now, and you are able to walk in light. Because you have the light in you.
Yes.
Amen. There's another verse in John. Same John here, John chapter 9. And it's only one verse. And I'm still wondering what it has to do with the discussion that was going on at the time about the man that was born blind. And
must work during the day.
Yeah, and it's verse 4.
ቁጥር 4 ላይ ዮሐንስ ምዕራፍ 9 ቁጥር 4 ከመወለዱ ጀምሮ አይነ ስውር ስለነበረው ሰው በሚተርከው
It's like Jesus suddenly got an inspiration about what was going on around him.
በዙሪያው ከበውት ያሉ የሆነው ነገር
And he said, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work.
Yes.
ቁጥር 4 ላይ ቀን ሳለ የላከኝን ሥራ አላደርግ ይገባኛል ማንንም ቢሰራ የማይችልባት ለሊት ተመጣለች አለ
As long as I am in the world I am the light of the world
ቁጥር 5 በዓለም ሳለሁ የዓለም ብርሃን ነኝ
I must work while it is light
ቀን ሳለ የላከኝን ላደርግ ይገባኛል
One of the reasons we are here
እኛም እዚህ ምድር ያለንበት ዋናው ምክንያት
is because it's still light.
ብርሃን ስለሆነ ነው ብርሃንም ስላለነ ነው ኢየሱስ
If we can understand what Jesus is saying,
ኢየሱስ እየተናገረ ያለው ካልገባን
He is saying there's coming a great night.
ታላቅ ጨለማ ቀደም እንዳልነው ምሽት የመከራ ዘመን ቀን እንደሌባ ሌባው እንደሚመጣበት ይመጣል አሁን ቀን ይያለ በብርሃን ያላችሁ እናንተ ስሩ
We will not be able to do the work of man.
እኛ የሰዎችን የምድርን ሰዎች የሚሄዱበትን ጎዳና ለነሄድ የነሱን ድርግ ልናረክታው እንደ ብርሃን ልጆች የብርሃን ልጆች ስራ ልንሰራ ነው
Now I know that I can have two different meanings.
ሁለት አይነት ትርጉም ያለ ይመስላል አባባሌ.
It can be a very natural meaning that all work will come to an end.
አንድ ነገር ምናግራቸው ሁሉንም ስራ እግዚአብሔር ወደ ፍጻሜ ያመጣዋል ወይም ይጣቀላል አንድ ቀን.
If that be the case, the work that we are doing we won't be able to come anymore
ለዚህ ምንሰራው ነገር ሁሉ እግዚአብሔር አንድ ቀን ወደ ፍጻሜ የሚያመጣው ከሆነ የምንሰራው ስራ ደግሞ ለመልካም ሆኖ ብርሃንነታችን ወደ ፍጻሜ ማምጣት
But on the spiritual side of that verse
ይሄ አባባል በተለይ አሁን ያነበብናቸው መንፈሳዊ ምስጢር
All the work that is the works of man
ሁሉ ስራ
ሰዎች
የሚሰሩት ስራ
will not be done but only the work that is of the Holy Spirit will be the work that can be done.
መንፈስ ቅዱስ በእኛ ውስጥ ስራውን እንዲሰራ እንዲፈጽም ያደርጋል እኛ
So if we are working by the Spirit
በመንፈስ ምንሰራ ከሆነ
our work can go on even in this great night that's coming.
በዛ በመከራውም ሰዓት እንኳን እንደ እግዚአብሔር መንፈስ የምንሰራ እንደ እግዚአብሔር መንፈስ ብርሃኑን አንምኖር ከሆነ ከመከራው ሰዓት ይጠብቀናል
This is the coming of a great darkness.
ለዚህ ታላቅ የጨለማ ጊዜና ዘመን ይመጣል
A darkness that the world has never seen.
ዓለም እስካሁን ያላየችው ያላወቀችው
Amen. So let me find another verse.
አንድ ጥቅስ ልፈልግ ሌላ
I suppose if I were to go to 2 Peter.
ሁለተኛ ጴጥሮስ ላይ ይመጣል
We could have an interesting picture here.
Second Peter. ሁለተኛ ጴጥሮስ
Second Peter chapter 3.
ሁለተኛ ጴጥሮስ ምዕራፍ 2.
Second Peter chapter 3. The only reason I'm reluctant to turn here
ሁለተኛ ጴጥሮስ ምዕራፍ 3 ለምናወጣበት ምክንያት
is because I don't know where to stop. Let's look at where Peter is talking about the days of Noah. In verse 6, he's talking about the old world that overflowed with water and perished. Verse 6 of chapter 3.
And in the next verse,
he says, the next verse, now the heaven and the earth, which are now, by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. The next verse is where he says the day of the Lord is like 1,000 years. The next verse he says now, but the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night. The heavens. You read the whole verse, right?
I read verse 8 and 9.
Oh, did you read verse 10?
No.
Read verse 10.
እሺ ቁጥር 10 የጌታው ቀን ግን እንደሌባ ሆኖ ይመጣል በዚያም ቀን ሰማያት በታላቅ ድምጽ ያልፋሉ የሰማይ ፍጥረትም በትልቅ ትኩሳት ይቀልጣል ምድርም በእርሷም ላይ የተደረገ ሁሉ ይቃጠላል.
Amen. Now this is the day of the Lord come as a thief in the night.
አሁንም ደግሞ አይደል ተሰሎንቄው ቅድም ያየነው የጌታ ቀን እንደሌባ መምጣት.
And I believe this word thief is even a stronger word than in Thessalonians. I believe this word is a robber.
Leva የሚለው ተሰሎንቄ ከነበነው ጠንከር አድርጎ ይገልጻዋል.
Kleptus, he's like the embezzler.
Leva የሚለው እንደው በዚህኛው አፈታ ምንድነው አሁን ያሉት? Leva የሚለው ገዳይ የሚለው ነጣቂ.
When I think of a robber, I think of a bank robber. And they don't just, they come suddenly, but they don't come quietly. And they come in ready to do much violence. And I believe that's true in the context here, where he says the heavens will pass away with a great noise.
ሰማያት በታላቅ ድምጽ ያልፋሉ የሰማይ ፍጥረት በትልቅ ትኩሳት ይቀልጣል ይላል.
What could you imagine to be such a thing as a great noise?
ሰማያት በትኩሳት ይቀልጣ አሁን እንደው እንበልና ብንሰማ ይስዕላዊ መግለጫ ምን ሊሆን እንዳለ እየታያችሁ ነው ወይ መከራው.
You might hear this noise approaching. You hear the rumble. You hear the rumble of thunder way off in the distance. But as it gets closer, and suddenly the thing bursts right there where you are. Now, what he's saying is the heavens will pass away.
ሰማይም እንደምድር ማነው ሰማይም ቀልጣ ታልፋለች.
Resounding crash.
በቃ ትበታተናለች ትቀልጣለች ማለት ነው.
Now the sky is going to stay here.
ሰማይ እንግዲህ ተመልከቱ እንዴት እንደምትሆን.
The stars, the galaxies, the planets.
ፕላኔት ምንላቸው እነዚህ ከዋክብት ምንላቸው የተለያዩ.
The moon. They're going to stay where they are. They're not going to pass away. When he says the heavens, he means the spiritual powers. Spiritual powers, heavens is here.
ሰማይኛ ውስጥ ነው ያለው.
Heavens is the powers that are ruling this world out there.
በሰማያት ላይ ያሉ ኃይላቶች ዓለምን እየገዙ ያሉ የከፋፈራይቶችን.
And God is going to bring something very sudden and very powerful.
በኃይልና በአስደንጋጭ በመቅጽበታዊ ነገር ያመጣል.
That is going to strike at all these powerful network that holds wickedness in place in all the world governments.
በዓለም ላይ በዓለም መንግስታት ላይ ያደረገው ኃይላት የሰይጣን አሰራር ሁሉ
world churches
በዓለም ያሉ ዓለማውያን ቤተክርስቲያኖች
shaken
ይናወጣሉ.
And the men who trust in them, they will panic, they will not know what happened.
በነሱ በመድራዊ ነገር በመድራዊ ሁኔታ ባለች መድራዊ ስራት በያዛት የክርስቲያን ውስጥ የሚያልፈው ሁሉ በነውጥ ውስጥ አብረው ችግር ውስጥ ይገባሉ.
The men who trust in their money and their accounts
በገንዘባቸው
panic
ባንክ ባላቸው ነገር የሚመኩ ሁሉ ከንቱነት ይመጣል.
Run, hide. Something is coming so powerful, something so bright, so much light.
እጅግ በብርሃን እጅግ ደግሞ በሚገርም ሁኔታ እሱን የሚጠብቁትን ደግሞ እንዴት እንደሚያከብር.
They will not know what to do.
በተለይ እነዚህ በአለም የሚሆኑት ምን እንደሚያደርጉ ወዴት ንግባ ይላሉ.
It says the elements shall melt with fervent heat and the works that are therein shall be burned up.
You read it, verse 12?
That's the last part of number 11.
Okay.
Number 10. 10, I'm sorry.
የሰማይ ፍጥረት በትልቅ ትኩሳት ይቃጣል፣ ምድርም በእርሷም ላይ የተደረገ ሁሉ ይቃጠላል። ቁጥር 10.
Now, these elements that are going to melt, this is not the elements from your chemistry class.
በምርምሩ ዓለም የምናየው አይነት ማለት አይደለም። የሰማይ ፍጥረት በትልቅ ትኩሳት ይቃጣል ይላል።
What are the elements of chemistry? Oxygen, hydrogen, carbon, copper, iron, zinc, gold, you know. No, that's not what he's saying. The earth is not going to become one solid volcano.
And የሆነ ሰዓት ገሞራ ብቻ ይፈነዳል ማለት አይደለም። እንደዛ አይደለም አገላለጡ።
This melt, the elements, it means, it's a Greek word, and it means the systems that are in rank and order and file of this world that must obey the rules of politics.
የፖለቲካ ሁኔታ በአለም ያሉ አስጨናቂ መንግስታት ገዢዎች እነዚህ በመድር ላይ ያሉትን በክፋት እየተለጠኑ የሄዱትን ነገሮች ሁሉ የመጨረሻ ፍጻሜያቸው ምን እንደሆነ ለማመልከት ነው።
The system of evil men that only reward other evil men.
የክፉ ሰዎች ከክፋት ጋር ከተሞሉ ሰዎች ጋር ያላቸው ተሰጥቷል።
This system will suddenly come to an end.
በድንገት ወደ ፍጻሜ ይመጣል፣ ይጠፋል፣ ይቀጠላል።
This is the devil's network.
የሰይጣን አሰራር መረብ ሁሉ ይበጣጠሳል።
He has his agents in all of the world system.
ሁሉ ታውቃላችሁ፣ በእያንዳንዱ መዋቅር የራሱ ተጠቅሚባቸው ሰይጣን ተወካዮች አሉ።
The devil is in control of politics.
ሰይጣን ፖለቲካን ይቆጣጣራል ታውቁ ይገባል.
I have observed it doesn't matter who runs for the office, it doesn't matter who wins.
በቢሮ ውስጥ ማንንም ይቀመጥ ባንድ መንግስት ምርጫ ላይ የትኛውም ያሸንፍ እሱ አይደለም የሰዎች ሁኔታ ከነሱ በስተጀርባ ግን ማን ይሰራል?
It's going to be the same thing it was before.
እንዴት ነው የሚሆነው ማለት ነው? በፊት ያልሆነ
Christians run to vote. Oh, we can have something new.
ታውቃላችሁ ክርስቲያኖች እንኳን በእኛ አገር ድምጻቸውን በእንዲህ አይነት ሁኔታ እየሰጡ
And they find out that it's the same thing.
ብዙ ነገሮች ዓለምን እያተራመሱ ነው።
Now this is what's going to change it.
ይሄ ነው ነገሩ የሚለውጠው።
This whole spiritual network of the heavens This is the Michael fighting with the devil and his angels. And there was no place found in heaven. And they were cast down to the earth. And when the devil, the heavens, cast the devil out, he comes down to the earth with great wrath, very angry. Death, destruction, warfare. But God wins the war. And the victory of God is so powerful. Every man will see. Every man will know. Every eye will see, every knee will bow. I will give you one more picture and then I quit. Yes. I will give you only the picture from Exodus. Exodus chapter 10. And you go and read it in your own spare time. But it says, and the Lord said to Moses, stretch out thy hand toward heaven, that there may be darkness over the land of Egypt, even darkness which may be felt. Verse 21. Exodus 10, verse 21. Chapter 10, verse 21. It's the ninth plague. And there was darkness for 3 days. And no man could work. No man could even rise from his dwelling place. But the children of God had light in their dwelling. Amen. Now this darkness came without warning. All of the other plagues, God gave the warning to Pharaoh. But the darkness came suddenly without warning. And you see that God made a difference in this darkness because it was spiritual darkness. But it was a spiritual darkness that became a physical darkness. And the children of Israel had light. So you see, if you are the sons of light, amen, the sons of light, amen, will have the light, the spiritual light, when others will not.
መንፈስ ቅዱስ ወስጣችን ስላለ የእግዚአብሔር መንፈስ ቅዱስ ብርሃን በእኛ ውስጥ አለ ይሄ ደግሞ ሌሎች የሌላቸው እኛ ጋር አለ
And the last verse I'm going to read is Isaiah chapter 60
ሌላው ላነበው የምፈልገው በኢሳይያስ ላይ ያለ ክፍል ነው
First two verses
Isaiah
chapter 60
ኢሳይያስ ምዕራፍ 60
Arise and shine for thy light is come and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee
Isaiah ምዕራፍ 60 ቁጥር 1 ላይ ብርሃን ወጥቷልና የእግዚአብሔርን ክብር ወጥቷልና ተነሺ
This is a verse for believers The glory of God will be upon you
የእግዚአብሔር ክብር በእናንተ ላይ ነው ይላል
Romans 8 says the glory will be within you
ሮሜ 8 ላይ ደግሞ እንዲህ ነው የሚለው የእግዚአብሔር ክብር ከእናንተ ጋር እንዳለ
For behold darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness the people but the Lord shall arise upon thee and his glory shall be seen upon thee
Amen Isaiah 60 ቁጥር 2 ደግሞ እነሆ ጨለማ ምድርን ድቅድቅ ጨለማ ምድርን ይሸፍናል ነገር ግን በአንቺ ላይ እግዚአብሔር ይወጣል
Amen
በአንቺ ላይ ይታያል
Amen
So I believe that's the word that the Lord has for us today
ለዛሬ እግዚአብሔር ያለከለን ቃል ይሄ ነው ብያምናለሁ
God bless you
እግዚአብሔር ይባርካችሁ